Good afternoon, sir. How have you been since our last appointment? I'm glad to hear it. Now, we didn't really get down to business last time. It was more like an intake appointment. You took the supplements I prescribed to you? Good. Good. Exactly as the label said. And how about your fluid intake? How many cups of water or other clear liquids are you getting every day? Just the average is fine. You don't have to remember every day exactly. We discussed diet last time and it was fine. I assume that hasn't changed. I didn't think so. And your labs are all excellent as well. Your blood work came back all healthy, all normal. From the information I've gathered so far, you're a very handsome, healthy young man, strapping in the prime of his life. I was going to ask about your sexuality, but I intentionally undid a few buttons on my top before stepping in here, and your eyes have been wandering down whenever you think I'm looking at my clipboard. No, don't worry about it. It was part of my testing, and besides, I'm flattered you're so interested in me. Anyway, on average, how many times a week did you ejaculate before this problem arose? My goodness. Nothing. I was just momentarily worried you might have been injuring yourself at that rate, but I suppose if you were using sufficient lubrication, there isn't a problem. Well, hopefully I'll have you back to that level of output soon. Would you mind removing your gown for me? I need to examine you directly. Oh, you're big. Just a note to myself, dear. I'm going to touch your testicles now. I need to feel them and check for any abnormalities. No, I'm not using gloves. I find for extremely precise examinations like this, gloves only get in the way. There doesn't need to be anything between us, right? No, there's nothing apparently wrong with your testes or with your scrotum. There's no pain when I do this, right? Actually, tell me if this feels good when I do it. I'm glad it feels good, dear. That's excellent. I mean, it's a good sign. Well, your balls are so sensitive. And of course they would be. Your seminal vesicles are painfully full. You're a poor thing. You've got such a nice pair. It's a shame that you're having problems emptying them. Oh, sorry, did I say that out loud? You don't need to look so embarrassed, dear. I'm a doctor. This is quite literally my specialty. It's a good thing that you have an erection. It means everything is working perfectly down here. Plus, it lets me know I've still got it. Why not I go ahead and check your penis while my hand is down there? Wow, yeah. That's quite the vigorous erection. I don't think I've ever seen it go so hard so quickly before. If I didn't know any better, I'd say you probably would have actually came for treatment because you're just too hard. Now to test your response to stimulation. No, don't cup your hand over your mouth, dear. Let me hear those noises, okay? It's all part of the examination. And now, I do have to mention, while I stroke you, you left your bag behind the last time you were here. There wasn't anything important inside, or I would have contacted you about it sooner, except one very curious item. A hentai manga. I believe the title was She Let Me Tear Her Clothes Off and She Was Wearing a Scandalous Bikini Underneath. Oh, don't be embarrassed, sweetie. You are a very, very virile young man. It's perfectly natural and healthy for you to read that kind of thing. I like to read those sort of things, too. But it did give me an idea. Obviously, that's the sort of thing that you used to use to get off, so I thought, what if I were to reenact the contents of that manga with you in order to facilitate your release? I'm wearing quite a revealing micro bikini underneath my clothes today, dear patient. Your eyes just went straight to my chest again. If you want to see it so badly, well, then just grab my blouse and tear it open. Yes, you heard me. Please rip my clothes off. Well, did you like ripping it open? Can you see just how tiny this bikini is? Does it excite you? Seeing the edges of my areola around the little triangles of the top? Well, since you ruined my blouse like a brute, I might as well take it off. And along with everything else, too. Aside from the bikini, of course. And I believe the young man grabbed her breasts as he pleased, which means you should do the same, sir. Oh my. Sir, the medical board shall hear about this. Oh. You're no slouch with those hands. I've never had anyone make me feel so good with just my breasts. Certainly not exactly this. I think it's time for your cock to get some tender loving care. I've got medical grade lubricants for the tit fuck portion of your treatment. That's right. Rub the lube into my chest. And then you're gonna let my tits swallow your cock. Slow and steady, just like that. It's good, yeah. Now, you don't have to exactly follow the manga beat for beat. If my soft, mature bosom is enough to cure you on its own, feel free to ejaculate anytime you wish. Don't try to force it, though. I believe your problem is at least partly psychological. Whew. It's very easy to psych yourself out, especially if you don't orgasm as soon as you're expected to. But you just relax and let me heal you, dear. Do you appreciate the little peeks you're getting of my nipples throughout? I'm watching where your eyes are, young man. Oh, they're very hard after having you play with them. This tiny little bikini can't keep them hidden when my breasts are moving so much. But you're handling this so well. I'm so proud of you. But I think there's more. Or I can offer you more. I have something else interesting to show you. And it's the next phase of your treatment. The bottoms of the bikini are also extremely tiny. It's trivial to just slip it aside and expose my pussy to you. I'm dripping wet and you're covered in lube already. Why don't you do something for me? You know the position, the mating press? I give you complete and utter permission right now, young man. Oh my god! I've never had anything so deep inside me! Your cock is absolutely incredible! It's perfect! And you're so dominant too! It doesn't matter that you're my patient or that you're younger than me. You just make me feel so submissive straight away. You're not the only one who's gone a long time without an orgasm. I'm just so busy all the time, and I never have the chance to masturbate. I just go home and fall asleep. Oh my goodness, you make me feel so alive. Ripping off my clothes, manhandling my tits, spinning me down and breeding me. It's all driving me crazy. You're gonna make me come hard and fast. I've been practicing my Kegels just for this little procedure. I wanted my pussy to be tight as possible for you, and I wanted to make it so when I finally creamed on your perfect cock, my muscles would milk it as hard as possible. Oh my god. He said that even toys can't get you off. But I promise you've never felt anything like my pussy. Fuck. You're pounding my cervix like it's nothing. My legs are just flailing helplessly while you rub me too. My breasts? You wanna see my breasts bouncing? Yeah? And you wanna rip the bikini right off me too? Fine, do it. Do it. Do it. You're so aggressive. I don't even have a shred of decency left. This is just too lewd. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come before you. Let me milk your cock. Oh my god. You're coming too. It's working. Oh my god. Pump it all straight into my womb. Made me. Oh my god. I can feel it. That's right. Let me drain you. I think we can call this a successful procedure. I'm a very, very thorough doctor. What can I say? I want to make absolutely certain this wasn't just a fluke, though, okay? I'm going to schedule you for 3 more follow-up appointments. And I think something that would make those full treatments more likely to be successful is increased intimacy. Oh, your treatment isn't over. You have to cuddle me for at least 10 minutes. Oh, I set aside 2 hours for your treatment. So if you want to, we can repeat the procedure. You're still hard inside me, so I'm sure you could stand to drain your balls in my pussy at least one more time. Mm-hmm.